A key event of the past week was the release of the R1 model family by the Chinese company DeepSeek. The model is open source and performs better than OpenAI's O1 model on benchmarks. Perhaps the most significant feature of DeepSeek's R1 model is that it was trained on low-quality GPUs due to an export ban by the US on high-grade chips to China. The news led to NVIDIA's market cap losing $600 billion in 2 trading days, which corresponds to a 16.9% fall, as it suggests that NVIDIA is no longer a necessary actor for training high-performing models. The other big news of the week was the arrival of Donald Trump to the U.S. presidency and the change in policy on AI. He has thrown out President Biden's executive order on AI safety standards and announced a $500 billion joint venture called Stargate with OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank to build the largest AI infrastructure project in history. The move marks a shift in big tech thinking from the goal of safe AI 2 years ago to building major AI infrastructures today in the aim of staying ahead of China. Inside of big tech, Meta spent $24 million on lobbying in Washington last year, while OpenAI spent $1.76 million. The split between OpenAI and Microsoft is reportedly widening as OpenAI claims that it requires more compute time in data centers than Microsoft is able or willing to offer. OpenAI is under criticism for hiding the fact that it financed the development of the benchmark that was used to evaluate its new O3 model, calling into question the validity of the benchmark score that the model obtained. On the technical side, there have been articles on retrieval augmented generation, RAG. One argues that in the choice between fine-tuning a model with recent or corporate documents or using a RAG infrastructure to gain access to this external knowledge corpus, the RAG and prompt engineering approach is usually the best option, mainly because of the large and difficult-to-predict costs of fine-tuning a model. Also, it makes it easier to upgrade the model when required. An article on cache-augmented retrieval describes how RAG performance can be improved by a pre-calculation of document relevance to different request types since the model knows which of the documents in the prompt to search through. An article on the new generation of coding agents argues that performance is improved by including in the training data the thought process of developers, e.g., why scrolling was needed, what sections of code needed knowledge of other parts of the code repositories, what documentation was required. Finally, an opinion article in MIT Technology Review argues that, despite notable advances by AI in sciences, only quantum computing will be able to bring real breakthroughs in several disciplines. Classical computers are still too restricted in modeling quantum mechanics properties found in nature, and AI models will always be limited by the training data.